Hi, ladies. Welcome, welcome. Day seven. And today I wanted to spend a little bit of time with you talking about toxins, the toxic talk. How do you know if you're toxic? Well, here's the sad but unfortunate truth. If you are alive and watching this, then you have toxins. It is no longer a question of, am I toxic? The question is, how toxic am I, and does my body work well to eliminate those toxins? Can my body keep up with it? And so we really have to have plans in place for addressing this toxicity. We need to have daily things we do, weekly things we do, monthly things we do, seasonal things we do, yearly things we do to constantly be supporting our body as it's combated with all of these toxins. And one of the things that I want to bring up first is the invisible toxins. And so I'm talking about Wi-Fi and EMFs and 5G and all of these toxins that we can't see but are bombarding us. And so I'd like you to think about your EMF habits and what you can do to clean them up. So, for example, when you're sleeping, you want your phone in another room, you want it on Wi-Fi, you want the electricity turned off to the room, the Wi-Fi turned off. You don't want to be bathing in a sea of EMFs that are having very negative effects on our body. They're changing the cellular matrix. They're changing the flow of your fascia. They're stagnating your lymphatic system. And so we really have to be thinking long and hard. We don't want to be putting our phones up to our ears. So I will only talk on my cell phone on speaker. And if I'm not in a place where it's not appropriate to be on speaker, then I don't talk on it. If you can have a landline wired in, I know, so old school where you got to talk and be tied to one place, but that's a much better way and safer way to be utilizing the phone. Please, please, please do not use AirPods or earphones that are just concentrating these frequencies and sending them right up to affect your brain. And so I used to always use earbuds. I thought, oh, I'm not putting the phone to my ear. I'm using earbuds. I'm so healthy. And I would have this chronic swelling and pain in my ear and lymphatic swelling. And one day I was in the shower and it just, boom, just downloaded. It hit me that, oh my God, it's from the ear pod. And I took the ear pod out, and within 48 hours, all of that went away and never returned. So if you're having tinnitus or headaches, you have to be thinking about what's going on here with your cell phone. And so super, super important. And it's something that we don't often think about when we're thinking about toxicity. We'll dive deeper into that, but that's just some good things for you to get started and start thinking about in my 9-week class, which I hope you join me for if you're interested. If it feels right to you, I'd love to have you there, but just check in and say, do I desire to go on a deeper journey with Dr. Stills for 9 weeks and really embrace mastering my menopause transition, my hormonal journey? And if you do, then I would love to see you there. And if not, then that's okay too. I know that you got value from this summit. So other toxins, and honestly, right now I am talking to you and I'm a little upset. I just am trying to contain it because my landscaper was just here while I was interviewing someone and I didn't talk to him. And he's a new landscaper who, when I saw the first time, I said specifically, no spraying pesticides, herbicides, any kind of chemicals. And I mean, I live in the desert. My yard is mostly rocks. And he came and I thought he was just doing his trimming and doing what he does. And then when he was finished, he texted me. When I was done with my interview, I looked at my phone and he said, oh, don't worry about the little weeds you see. I've sprayed front and back. And I am freaking because one of the ways we get toxins is from what we spray in our yards. And I am always diligent about not spraying in my yard. We haven't sprayed in my yard for years. And so I don't know how he's going to rectify this. I want him to come back with like a steam blaster and just hose everything down. But now my sacred sanctuary of my yard has toxins and I can't go in it. And I'm super sad and super angry that he didn't listen to me. So learn from this. Don't spray your yards. There are lots of natural options. If you do have things that you are in your yard, weeds that are growing that you don't want there, write this down. Arbico, Arbico. They're in Tucson. Google them. They have a natural option for anything, whether it be an ant infestation or another kind of insect infestation or weeds and or grass and things like that, and they can help you. I learned about them when I was homeschooling my kids many years ago. We went on a homeschooling school trip there. And what a great find that was. So there are always, just like for our bodies and what we've been learning about here, there are always natural solutions. And that goes for your surroundings, for your yard, for your environment. Remember, we have to take the load away. We're given a backpack. Some of us small ones, some of us larger, but all of these toxic insults add up until we become ill. And so we want to control the ones that we can control. I can't necessarily control what they're doing down the road, but I can control my own little piece of land here, or at least I thought I could. And then another thing to think about is taking off your shoes, because if you are walking on lawns that are sprayed, then you're tracking that into your house. And if you have carpet, which I highly recommend, if you can pull up your carpet and just have wood floors, much healthier. Not always the easiest thing to do, something just to think about, but something easy you can do certainly is take off your shoes and have a barefoot house. I have a little like basket, my little Hello Kitty basket, socks and booties for people who come over that they can put on as I make them take their shoes off. So that's another really important thing you can do. And so then we have to think about our thoughts. We've talked a lot about this. I've talked about mindset. I've talked about mindfulness. But toxic thoughts will turn our terrain, our internal milieu, the extracellular space, acidic. And that will lead to a lot of problems where organisms and bacteria and fungi and parasites will find it more comfortable to set up shop. They like that. And so we have to think about our stinking thinking or what we're saying, and think about the self-talk we have, and also toxic relationships. Are you in relationships that you know need to end, you need to walk away from? So toxic emotions, toxic thoughts all affect our body. And so sitting with your emotions, dealing whether you need to get a therapist or do somatic work or whatever it is, but tap it out. I love EFT tapping, one of my favorite things. Works really good to shift emotions and just paying attention to what you're saying to yourself. Are you being kind and loving to yourself? Are you talking to yourself like you would talk to your best friend or someone you really care and love about? And then turn that inward and be kind to yourself because that is going to help balance your health and detoxify you. And then, of course, we have heavy metals, we have pesticides and herbicides, we have plastics, we have glyphosate, we have, there's so many chemicals out there that even in utero, babies are exposed through the umbilical cord to so many hundreds of chemicals before they're even born. And that's why I say it's not a question anymore of are you toxic? I run urinary heavy metal tests. I run urinary glyphosate tests. I run urinary plasticide tests and herbicides and organophosphate tests. And it's always now, well, how bad is it? Everyone has lead, everyone has mercury, everyone has glyphosate, everyone has typically some form. It's just a matter of how bad and is it affecting you? So different toxins are eliminated different ways. You know, we talked about the infrared sauna And it's one of my favorite tools to use for detoxifying. But it's good to know exactly what's in your body so you can be specific about how you detoxify it. And remember, before we detox, we have to pre-tox. We have to open up the emunctories. We have to make sure all the eliminatory organs, your skin, your lungs, your lymph, your kidneys, your liver, your bile, your colon, your uterus, if you're still bleeding, that all of these organs are open. So when we start to pull toxins, they actually have a place to go. If you don't do that, which is a mistake I see so often, you just pull toxins from one place to another. So that is super, super important. And detoxing is a huge subject. So I'm not giving you enough information here in these 15 minutes to really set you off on a detox. I just want you to start thinking about these things so you can work with your healthcare practitioner or whoever you choose to work with to really get an understanding. We have to be thinking about our teeth when we detox. And you might be thinking, what do my teeth have to do with my hormones? They have everything to do. Your teeth are living organs connected to acupuncture meridians affecting every organ, every action in your body. And if you have fillings that are metal, they need to go because they're just drip, drip, dripping mercury, which is a known neurotoxin, affects your thyroid, affects your neurological system, affects so many things. So we know that we want to get those out, and we need to get them out properly. We need to be prepared. Again, open the eliminatory organs, the emunctories. We have to go to a biological dentist who protects us. And then afterwards, we have to check and see what's left in the body and chelate that out. So making sure you don't have amalgams, making sure root canals are a big toxic load in the body. Looking at that, looking at cavitation. So I'm a huge fan of working hand in hand with a good biological dentist. You might have to interview a few and find the right one, but I always, it's one of the first things I do with patients is look in their mouth, find out what's going on, find out their dental history, and get that all cleaned up. So if you've never had silver fillings, and also don't forget the white fillings can have BPA in them. So you want to make sure you get white fillings that are BPA free and that are compatible with your body. So that's another huge area of toxicity and scars. So you may have picked up that I am a, not only am I a naturopathic physician who practices functional medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, but I'm also a bioregulatory medicine physician because I have studied since the beginning, since I was in medical school over in Switzerland and Germany for years, learning about European bioregulatory medicine, which I believe is the best medicine. And so from there, we think about what is creating or interrupting regulation and flow in the body. And scars are a great place to start. And so neural therapy, you can write that down, NEURAL, neural therapy. You can look for someone in your area and you can have them inject your scars if they need to inject your tonsils. There's lots of different ganglions and it helps to clear any toxins that were held in that scar, including emotional toxicity from when the event happened. For example, a C-section scar often holds all the sadness and grief of your birth plan not going the way you chose it to go, about not having the birth you dreamed of. And so there can be a lot tied up in a C-section scar. Plus, it's going across your whole lower abdomen, and there are meridians that are running through that area that affect a lot of the organs in your body. So important to think about that too. So I look at the body very differently. I'm very focused on, yes, the cell is important, but we have to think about the place outside the cell where the cell lives, where it's bathing, because that is the environment it grows in. And that's the environment we want to keep healthy. And that means paying attention to our fascia and our lymph, as I said in the beginning, and our pH balance and our mineralization and our thought processes and all of these things that go to give us a healthy terrain. So, detox is really important. if you aren't doing detox, then your hormones are going to be imbalanced. They're not going to be able to get to receptor sites where they're supposed to be docking. They are not going to be processed out of your body, whether it be in the bile or in the colon or the kidneys. And so this is a really, really important piece of the puzzle that I want you to start paying attention to. So I hope that was helpful. I look forward to sharing more with you and being on this journey. And I just so appreciate you for being here and being open and listening and learning. So, thank you.